You're listening to KVOVO Digital, the podcast.
Bula and welcome to the TVOVO Rugby Podcast. I'm Carlton Kamea. For those of you who don't know, TVOVO Rugby has been around as Fiji's highest selling rugby magazine or magazine in any form since 1999. Forced into hibernation since early 2020 by COVID-19, we've just emerged to launch TVOVORugby.com in mid-February 2022. So enjoy it and thanks for joining us. This is my podcast number 5, Gouging. Since no one else has said anything, I just have to get this little whinge off my chest and address the elephant in the room. Gouging. Why are the ticket prices for the Fijian Drua versus Highlanders Super Rugby Pacific game in Suva on 30th April so expensive? Compared to all other Super Rugby Pacific games in Australia and New Zealand, they are exorbitant to say the least. And they're being played at way better stadiums, with nearly all having bucket seats and roof cover over there in New Zealand and Australia. Surely, for their first ever home game in Fiji, you would have thought the pricing would have been set to encourage and allow the families and matangali of each Fijian Drua player to come along and celebrate. But no, there's not even a special ticket price for families. The pricing is ridiculously high for adults, $30, and children under 12, $15 on the grass, or $75 for anyone on the cement embankment. Both uncovered and very uncomfortable in the wind and rain, which is typical of Suva. Not to mention the $150 to $185 for the grandstand. The Mara Sevens ticket prices last weekend on day 3 Saturday were $8 for the ground, $12 for the cement embankment, and $25 for the grandstand. The Blues versus Moana Pacifica game at Eden Park just on Saturday was $15 to $30 a ticket for adults. The price of tickets for Fijian Drua Super Rugby Pacific games in Australia only cost up to $25 for children and adults and children under 14 free, and these are in much more superior stadiums. And this includes the Fijian and Drua playing in a doubleheader. Are they playing here on 30th April as well? I don't think so. The crazy thing is this. This is our team, the people of Fiji's team. The Fijian Drua literally belongs to the people of Fiji, after the government of the day paid $6 million of our money as taxpayers for 41% of the FRU company that owns the Fijian Drua. I'll revisit that $6 million payment for 51% of the Fijian Drua another podcast, because frankly, it seems a bit rich to me. So where were we? Technically, we the people of Fiji, whether we like it or not, are shareholders, and majority shareholders of this Fijian Drua team. And it's sad to have to pay such high prices at our first ever Super Rugby Pacific home game of the Fijian Drua here in Fiji. Gouging is what I think it's called when a business forces its customers to pay an unfairly high price for its goods or services just because they can. For the TVOVORugby.com podcast, I'm Carlton Kamea. Malo, bina'a, and thank you. Please hit the subscribe link below now if you'd like to receive more news, views and reviews free for the next 12 months as we start charging a small subscription fee from June. Thank you for your support.